This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Here we are, man, in October. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun, for sure. I'll tell you what, staying busy as heck, that's for sure. It's been a busy year, and just reflecting back, even automotive-wise, 10 months in the month number 10, man. I'll tell you what, we are three quarters of the way done with this year. Pretty soon it's going to be Christmas. I hate to say that, but it's true. It'll be Christmas here pretty soon. So, all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, give us a shout. We're happy to talk to you about it. This morning we're actually talking about some tips to help make your vehicle last longer, which is important stuff. We all want to get as much money out of out of our vehicle as possible. And by servicing it properly, you can get the vehicle to last longer. But not only that, reduce the cost of major repairs by servicing properly. So, which is very important, obviously. Staying on top of that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Then also kind of an update this morning. There's a new campaign that they're doing here in the U.S. Puts the brakes on fakes for counterfeit auto parts. We've talked about this before, but it sometimes it becomes a really big issue. There's a new campaign by the National Intellectual Property Rights Coordination. It's called IPR. Put the brakes on fakes, launched this week to warn consumers about counterfeit airbags and potentially deadly consequences about fake auto parts. Auto professionals are also urged to take note, beware of obtaining airbags and auto parts at prices that are too good to be true. Now, we've talked about this, and airbags is one of the real dangerous things. But there are also several other things, brake pads made of sawdust, all kinds of stuff that we've seen. And these are fake parts. They're packaged up and all that. You buy them off the internet. They're shipped in. Most of them come from China, to be honest with you. And they're trying to curtail this, obviously. There's a safety issue to it, besides the fact that the parts just won't work very well. But there is a super safety issue to this, especially when it comes to airbags. Airbags are a very dangerous thing. A counterfeit airbag installed in a vehicle, then you get in an accident and airbag doesn't deploy, or it deploys and throws out shrapnel or whatever it does, can be a really big issue as far as that goes when it comes to airbags and items like that. So we're talking a little bit about that today, and we'll talk some more about this for sure. Just wanted to bring that up initially here. Well, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
It's kind of foggy outside,
it's
huh?
Very foggy out there.
Yeah, especially on the coast, I noticed. But it was foggy when I left by Lake Hodges also.
Oh, really?
It's foggy all over.
Yeah.
Yep. So early this morning. Kind of felt good outside, though. It's not too cold yet. It's not too warm.
Yeah, no.
This morning, it's just nice and foggy.
Yep.
So anyway, I got to use my fog lamps on my truck.
Nice.
Yeah. We don't get to use those very often, so
yeah.
It's all good. This morning, just talking about today, we're talking about kind of tips to make your vehicle last a little longer, and then I was just highlighting the new campaign they got out about they call it brakes on fakes for counterfeit auto parts they're trying to break down.
Those. Yeah.
I just got this article this week and was reading over it, so some good stuff to keep the danger down.
How are they cracking down on that? I'm just
well, basically, it's the border. So the campaign was launched with the support of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, the Automotive Anti-Counterfeiting Council, which is A2C2, but we've talked about them before, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So all of them together. Campaigns follows a recent consumer airbag alert, and it's a lot about airbags this time.
Yeah.
The danger of them, obviously, and the fact that, you know, two things can happen. They either don't deploy or when you need them to, or they deploy and throw stuff at you. Which, yeah. That rate of speed hurts and yeah. can kill you, so not a good thing ever, so as far as that goes. But anyway, that's one of the things we're talking about today.
Cool.
You know, and then I did also, before we get too far going here, want to once again remind folks, the West Automotive Group is sponsoring Trunk or Treat at the San Diego Auto Museum. This is going to be a great thing. It is this month, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You don't need tickets or nothing. All children 12 and under are free, and all parents of costume children 12 and under are free. So as a parent, you don't have to wear a costume. Just your child has to have a costume on. If they do, then you're also free. Kids can go trick-or-treating around the museum, finding treats inside and out of cars. If you haven't been to the San Diego Auto Museum, you should check it out anyway. It's super cool. But if you got kids, very safe way for trick-or-treating and interesting. And they also get to see all the cool cars. So, you know, Brendan is going to dress up in a costume and go. Aren't you?
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. You're going to take your little... Did you figure out your costume yet?
We sure did.
What is it?
I'm going to be an alien and Russell's going to be an astronaut.
Hmm.
I know. So disappointing.
What's your wife going to be?
An alien as well.
Okay. So you two are the alien couple.
Alien.
She's going to be a hot. I don't know. Is that what she said?
I'm going to get so much flack when I get home.
Well, I'm sure she'll be a hotter alien than you. That's for dang sure. Well, me and Paul will vote that one up. Yeah, so... Well, it sounds good. Two aliens with a little astronaut floating around.
That's right. Yeah, we already put the costume on him. He looks really, really cute.
Did he like it?
He loves it. He's now starting to walk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like no more crawling around. Like he's actually walking.
He's walking everywhere.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So to get him out of the astronaut uniform and him running around the house,
you chasing an astronaut across the house is what you were doing.
I thought gravity's supposed to slow him down, but apparently not on Earth.
Nothing slows Russell down. He's on the move.
Oh yeah. No one told me about that. Like I just thought, like okay, when they start walking, they'll like be so slow you can catch up to them. No. This is the most rambunctious.
They're all that way. The minute they know their feet move, they're gone.
Exactly. I'm like, well, aren't you worried about your stabilization or your balance? Nope, I'm just on the move. That's it, constantly.
Worried and what is he, two now?
Yeah.
Yeah, worried and two-year-old don't
two.
Really
I'm
go
sorry,
together.
He's one. I'm sorry. He's one. Yeah. Okay. But still, I know what you mean, though, at least.
Yeah, he's like, I'm cruising. It's all good. All right, so you got to get him out there. Kids go trick-or-treating around the museum, treats inside and out of cars. Cars will be in the back lot also that different sponsors will be handing out candy out of the trunk because of cars. Very safe trick-or-treating thing for your children. Removes the whole out on the streets and getting run over by a car danger, which we don't want. Stranger danger neighbor handing out candy removes all that stuff. So everybody's vetted that they'll be here by the San Diego Auto Museum. So great place to go. Kids get to trick-or-treat. And mom and dad can even enjoy the sights of the cars and all. The front of the museum, Balboa Park, I'm sorry, Halloween, the Spooktacular will be running from 9:30 to 12 outside, also on the Palisades Plaza directly in front of the museum too. So good stuff. Get out there and do your thing and check out the museum and it'll be great Halloween time. So there you go. That's it for today. Are you checking up on car shows today?
I am. I'm almost done gathering. There's actually a lot, more than I was expecting, for sure, especially on a foggy day, but I know that's just marine layer.
That's going to burn up. It's supposed to be hot the next few days, isn't it?
Yeah,
like super hot.
I know inland area, it's going to be 101 as a high.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, for the love.
I know. But at least I got
a
pool.
Are you sure that? It's 60 degrees.
I know, currently. Yeah, that's what I read. This was what I read on Wednesday. So okay. I haven't looked at the weather.
Well, it looks like for Escondido, the high is 89 today.
Okay.
That's not so bad.
I was more looking towards...
101 is 12 degrees higher, which is a lot when you're talking about heat.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you get over that 100.
Oh, yeah. Over 95, it gets a bit sweltering. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what it's looking like now. Oh, wait.
Are you seeing something different?
91 today. 91. Total, yeah.
Okay.
Sunday, 92, 91 Monday, 88, 87, 86. Then we start to go back down by Friday.
Good.
So by Friday, we're back down to high at 83. So all good. But still in the evening, we're like high 50s, low 60s for the evening. So there's your weather report. Your car will be happy if you drive around at night.
Yeah, as long as you got AC on. You're
good. Get your AC on and you'll be fine. Everybody will be really fine. So, yeah. That's what it's about for sure. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. But when we come back, we're going to start talking a bit about making your vehicle last a little longer. Give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. Welcome back, folks. As we're talking cars and all kinds of cars, let's wake up the phones this morning. The Garden Guys were on record today, weren't they? Is that correct?
Yeah, they were. I think they should be back to live in about a couple weeks.
Well, let's hope they're live.
Yeah.
Saw this funny, it's not funny, but I saw this thing. Had to do with cars, obviously. It was a car chase, and the not funny because the person that they were chasing perished, but the reporter said, doing a live report, she's like, "We reached out to the deceased with no response."
What the heck?
Like, you're what? Like, yeah, that's kind of expected.
Yeah, that's like the reporter that off the teleprompter, they'll just say whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I forget that San Diego movie.
What?
I was thinking Bruce Almighty, where Jim Carrey is like typing in and then Steve Carell's reading, "I am a babe baby."
Yeah.
What was the show though that San Diego
Anchorman.
Anchorman.
It took me a minute.
Stay Classy San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that took place supposedly in San Diego. That was some funny stuff there. Yeah. For sure. No, I saw another one that was hilarious was a reporter guy, but he was like a weather guy that gone. He had a meteorologist degree and stuff, obviously. And he's out and it's snowing, and she goes, "Let's go to Jim. Jim, how is it out there?" "Well, it's snow." I don't know why you guys send me out here to stand in the snow. He's all mad
and cold.
Look around. It's snow. Why don't you all ever say, "Hey, Jim, why don't you go outside today? It's a beautiful day." And so, he was going off. He was losing it. And he's like, "I spent $120,000 on this degree to come out here and stare at the snow." He was actually having a bad day.
There's funny YouTube videos of they're in a hurricane, but they're like faking it. Like the guy in a kayak.
Oh, yeah.
And he's pretending. And then someone just walks by. Yeah. It's like a puddle.
Oh, yes. Well, so, some of these times they're, in the hurricane when they're like the winds blowing.
Blowing.
Yeah.
Zoom out. They're on a bench.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, man, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of damaged vehicles and everything from the hurricane, not to mention the situation these people are in up there in, mainly Tennessee, the Appalachians, and North Carolina. That area really got hit hard. So thoughts and prayers go out to all those people. But part of the aftermath of this is all those cars that get salvaged.
Yeah.
Be careful where they end up. You know, the only thing they're really good for is to go to a junkyard where you take, you know, like body parts off of them and stuff. You don't want no computers, wiring, none of that, you know.
I know. It, sometimes it's fun to look at those. There's like a cool Lamborghini SUV and it looks like perfect. And yeah. It's like flood damage.
Yeah.
Florida.
We'll never drive right. No. Never. Nothing will ever work. There'll be lights on and all kinds of stuff going on.
Fail safe. If you want to lie,
It does not work out well as far as that goes. Tell you what. So and that's what happens after, unfortunately, after these catastrophes that we have, weather catastrophes. You know, there's more fallout than just, you know, obviously the worst part is all the homes lost, people displaced. You know, all that stuff for sure. Is devastating, but then the fallout at the end later is where these cars end up too. It's one of the things, you know, there's a lot more to all this than just that, and especially with the water damage that was created at this. I mean, if you've seen pictures of this, there's so much stuff underwater, and
I was literally going to say earlier this week they were talking about there was a bunch of hybrid and electric vehicles that got flooded.
Did you see the Tesla that was in? I know that word's a bad word to you, but in a garage that filled up with water, and there was a camera in the garage up in the corner, and they videotaped, and the car caught on fire and burned the house down.
See, I did not see that one. Oh, there was a specific car dealership in that area that was selling only specific hybrids
and EVs.
And EVs. When the floodwaters came and destroyed and basically put more flames out there, it actually caused a lot more damages to the even more surrounding buildings and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to cost even extra because of that one situation. And it's not the dealer's fault. The dealer was thinking of a market to go build in, and he never knew that there was going to be a hurricane of this magnitude coming to, you know.
I don't think anybody knew.
Knew, exactly. So.
And when does a hurricane hit Tennessee?
Right. So no one
doing
no one
all that damage.
That.
And really, I mean, truly the damage from all this was the amount of water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a super flooding, right? And some wind damage. I have a house that's in Ohio, and I didn't realize how bad this was. You know, as far as North Carolina and Tennessee and all that.
Yeah.
That was in the very first day or something. But they were sending out, be cautious of the crews that are handling the downed trees and all that. And I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, they're like, crews can't be out until the weather stops. And I was like, this is Southern Ohio. Like, what's this hurricane? And then you start watching, you're like, wow. Yeah. So the flooding and the winds, that it was bad.
It reminds me of when I was about 7, I used to live in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. So we would, I only had 3 hurricanes during that time. One of which was, the complete no-show. They were saying, oh, it's happening. All of a sudden, because of this front, it actually pushed the hurricane.
And that does happen, and that's luck.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good luck.
So we got luck on that one. The one that was really bad was my very first hurricane, and we had this really giant tree next to our house, and we thought the wind was not going to be the thing that would bring it down. And sure enough, it wasn't. What happened was we had so much torrential downpour, it soaked the soil so much in the bottom of the roots.
Roots can't hold it, just falls over.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what made it fall onto our house there. And
that's why you don't want to plant shallow rooted trees around your house. The garden guy will help you with
that. Exactly.
You want ones that the roots go down.
Mm-hmm. Or you could probably pour stuff to make the roots grow.
What?
Sorry, I was kind of staring at the TV when I said that. I might have been an astronaut for a second there too. I was talking about Miracle-Gro and stuff, right?
Oh, that's what you're talking about, Miracle-Gro. Yeah, but no, so exactly. And then obviously, like I said, the water damage and the EVs is something super, because these cars, they go into what they short out a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And then they catch on fire, so.
Now,
not good.
On a
they're in a garage, note, then it burns down the place.
Yeah. On a separate note, I bet you did read that one story about Cybertrucks this week.
No, I didn't see it. What was it?
Oh,
I missed it.
For
then.
The fifth time this year, ladies and gentlemen, The Cybertruck got recalled yet again for faulty review.
Look how happy
he is. I don't know if you could tell my smile on my face.
I think he goes to a website, I hate Tesla, and he just finds all those facts.
Wait, how did you know which website I registered?
Because you sponsor it.
I was going to say, aren't you the administrator of it?
Yeah. So
we still don't know where you were when those Teslas got burned down in San Diego.
That's true. I can confirm with my wife.
They said they saw an alien running around burning Teslas.
So they got recalled because of a faulty rearview mirror.
Okay.
Of all things. So
what does it do or not do? I shall say.
I bet it just falls off while you're driving.
Well, that'd be a safety issue.
I'm going to take a look very quickly.
I'd be very interested to know what the recall is for on that.
Yeah, how's it a safety recall for a rearview mirror?
It says has a useless rearview mirror. Yada yada yada. Oh, that's just somebody reviewing it there.
Oh, there you go.
I think it's a camera and a screen.
I was going to say you can't see out the back window of that car. Absolutely not. Sure, it's got to be a camera.
Yeah.
It's got to be a camera, yeah.
It just says visibility issues with rear view camera.
Yeah, it's a camera.
Yeah,
because there is no back window on those, is there?
I know it's slanted.
I was dropping off some stuff the other day, and I saw one that's all blacked out.
I saw one too.
It was all blacked out, and I thought to myself, that's got to be the ugliest thing in the world, man. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. And then there was a client that came in that was talking to me. His Audi Q7 transmissions failed, and he was trying to figure out what to do. And actually, I told him, his name's Steve. He's been a client for a long time at Escondido, and he asked it, you know, so what do you think? And I was like, Steve, you can buy this car used for $5,000 more with 100,000 less miles than yours has on it. Versus, you know, so in other words, this car he has almost has 170,000 miles on it. It's an Audi Q7. Transmission is $15,000 to install a transmission in the thing.
Yeah, and the valve body's so expensive. The valve bodies do fail, but at that mileage.
No, it's destroyed. And the problem with it is it has a problem backing up. It's broken. The reverse drum is probably smoked on, what's wrong. But regardless, the point to this is even to go in and try to fix that. No. So you're going to spend 15, 16 grand. The car's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking. I'm like, Steve, you can buy one of these with 61,000 miles on it, which is 100,000 or so less, for 20 grand. Just go buy that one and trade this one in and get rid of it.
Even like a valve body is like 4 grand.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Like it's not worth it. I said, and besides that, 170,000 on an Audi, what's the next repair after you put 15 grand in?
Yeah. That's
junk the car.
There, yeah.
So the reason for the recall is a software issue involving the affected truck's rear view display screen, which may remain blank up to 8 seconds after a driver shifts into reverse. The NHTSA has required that all rear view screens have to activate within 2 seconds of shifting into reverse.
So
it takes longer to reverse.
So you could run over dogs, small children, elderly people with walkers.
You have to wait 8 seconds before you back up.
That's a lot of time you're sitting in your car. No, seriously, that's a lot of time.
It is.
Or you might hit another Cybertruck, but you know that's a little.
That would be okay.
Brandon cheering in the background.
No, in all seriousness, I think Elon's a very smart guy. But my point is that truck's ugly. Then I start talking what I was talking about. So Mike, he says, well, maybe I'll get rid of that and get a Cybertruck. I was like, why? Why? And he's like, well, it is a truck, you know. I said, okay, so you can put 2x4s in it or something like that.
And it's bulletproof.
But you have to drive with the thing up to put lumber in it and it sticks out, you know. It's bulletproof?
Yeah.
That's what he advertised.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah, there's videos of people shooting him.
The windows are bulletproof too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But during the premiere of the Cybertruck, he decided to swing a sledgehammer into the window instead of using an actual.
It broke it?
And broke it. Oh, this car is going to be amazing.
The glass is bulletproof on it?
Yes.
I still kind of like them.
You have to. It has to be about 2 inches thick to be bulletproof glass. When you say bulletproof, what could it take? Can it take a 5.56 round, stop a 5.56 round?
I don't think so.
Which is like an AR round. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It can't 223, 5.56.
I'm not sure.
44 Magnum. What does it stop? Now I might have to buy one.
It'll stop an arrow.
It says here the
Cybertruck.
Yeah, sure. In the, you don't know.
It says here that the Cybertruck's able to survive shots of 9mm handguns.
Uh-huh.
However, there was a YouTuber who decided to use other calipers, and it showed that a 22 caliber rifle left small dents within the metal of the bodywork.
But what about the windows?
And it was, I was about to mention that it started cracking the windows a little bit. It didn't go through all the way, but it started cracking and ricocheting off the
22?
Head. Yes.
So a 5.56 would put holes in it and kill you.
Oh, yeah. 22 rifle.
22 caliber rifle.
That's very small caliber rifle, yeah. By the way.
Wow.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay. 22 is little, but I don't know guns that well.
Apparently.
Yeah.
neither does Elon, apparently.
It's not a sledgehammer, right? No. That's all good. All good. All right. Well,
do you want me to quickly go over car shows?
Sure. Let's get them out there while we're at it. Let's do it. Okay.
So, Fort Irwin is having a toy drive and car show way up north. It's 1645 North Mountain Avenue in Upland, California.
That's a long way away.
It is a very long way away. By just thought I shout it out super quick. Today to 2 to 5. Another one.
You got to get driving now if you're going to that one.
Shout Ventura out to is having the Cruisers and Canines car show.
Ventura?
Ventura.
Uh-huh. That's my hometown.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll have.
Well, you're going to miss that one too because the traffic is bad.
Yeah.
They'll have family fun, canine demos. And of course, this is for the cause for the canine units for Ventura Police Department.
Oh, cool.
The Ontario Elks 15th Annual Car Show, which is going to be tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 2 at 1150 West 4th Street, Ontario, California. Then we have the 26th annual Bellflower Boulevard Car Show. That's today from 2 to 6 p.m. And that is specifically helping it just says all proceeds are going to charity. It doesn't say specifically which charity. Mm. And then we have the 10th annual Hometown Heroes Car and Motorcycle Show that is thrown by the Patriots and Paws, which is a 501c3 nonprofit charity dedicated to helping veterans active duty.
Where's that at?
That is located in Arkansas. Anaheim.
Oh, wow. Man, everything's up in L.A.
Exactly. Yeah. At Canyon RV Park, 24001 East Santa Ana Canyon Road.
Do you think our listeners, we have some listeners up that way, though, huh?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. The ones here in San Diego, finally.
Oh, good. Let's get to it.
Let's do it. The Sequan Casino Resort is having the best car show today from 10 a.m. to 4. And that is going to be helping for the YMCA, Promises to Kids, and Polinsky Children's Center. So those are some good causes there. And that event is today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then we also have Mustangs by the Bay, which I know Dave Stahl is a huge, huge fan of because he continuously interviews them every week. Every time when the event comes up.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's today, and that is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Embarcadero Marina Park North. So really good causes. I will mention the Mustangs by the Bay, by the way, is completely full, so you cannot register your vehicle anymore.
But you can go look.
Yeah, but absolutely, you can go look.
Cool.
There's a certain person that called me this morning who said his friend, Bodie, by the way, if you didn't know, Bodie has a friend who owns Mustangs.
Bodie.
And he's going to try to take him over to the event, hopefully, today.
Oh, yeah. And I know Bodie's listening. Bodie, I know you called me about the RAV4. Waiting for that thing to clear, so we will discuss that. I have not done anything with it, so I know he's listening right now. So
yes, absolutely.
Hit it. He was interested in my little RAV4 that I got. So
oh, that's right. Yeah, we talked. Yeah,
still have it.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything with it. And I was gone last week. We were recorded, so wasn't able to. But been busy getting things done, so it'll be clear eventually.
Absolutely.
So you know, cars are cars, right? Good stuff. What was I going to say? Oh, did the port strike end?
It did. Yes, it ended. I want to say Thursday. No, it was actually Thursday. Thursday. It
didn't last very long.
No, it did.
They came to an agreement.
Yes, but only a temporary one that's only lasting for, I want to say, 2 years was the agreement.
All right.
So we could have another issue in a couple of years, but it's a Band-Aid at least.
It'll be 2 years. Well, so. The reason why I bring that up is the big concerns on getting new cars. If it goes too long, you don't. Everything sits in that port.
See, I was about to ask you about that. Was there an effect on the...
There is, if it goes long enough. I don't. The strike only went like a week, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the port's going to be backlogged already now.
Exactly.
I mean, they move a lot of stuff through those ports. They're in LA, you know, and that, so.
For sure.
It's going to be interesting for sure.
And so. I generally took effect on toilet paper again for some reason.
Well, car parts it will too and all that stuff. I mean, people are grabbing all the toilet paper they can again.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody gets so scared. I saw the Facebook post my friend made.
Why do we do toilet paper?
Well, that's one thing you don't want to be without, I think.
Forget the canned food. Grab the toilet paper.
I saw a friend said, what is this, COVID part two?
Kind of, but all good. All good. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM and North County. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
You ain't kidding. Here we are.
Here we are.
Talking about cars, trucks, and tractors.
Yep.
You ever fix a tractor?
No.
No.
I hope someone find an oil filter for one. Once. It was a Fram.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Fram does make tractor oil filters. Yeah, they do, for sure.
I don't know that much about tractors.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about tractors then. Cars okay?
Yeah, we can do cars.
Okay.
Yeah. Trucks.
Lots of cars.
You can do that.
For sure. It's been a very busy week, I can tell you that. So.
Oh, yeah. Very busy.
Very excited about give a shout out to... you've been up in Oceanside all this week, couple weeks, past weeks, helping out. We have a new manager up there, Josh. Amazing guy.
So yeah, he's doing really good. I want
to welcome him aboard for sure. If he's listening, I doubt he is. But
I told him about the show.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Great. Another great member added to the West Automotive Group team. So good stuff. Paul's been up there with him training and stuff. So good stuff. As far as that goes. All right. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County. The boys, Chris and Ken and all our wonderful techs, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. Joe and Richard are the team in the front there with great techs, Miguel and Rick and Pedro and all them. Doing a great job right there in Central San Diego. Taking care of folks for over 7 years. Man, I'll tell you what, time flies. And then West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, of course, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Road. You can stop in there, AAA approved and STARS certified. You can talk to Brandon or Miranda, both of them there taking care of business in the front and the great techs. Actually, so we have two Pedros that work for us. Pedro's a tech there, and Troy and Julio.
Yeah.
Right? So, and along with, of course, and that's been over 5 years now. Getting old, Paul.
Miramar?
Yeah, Miramar, over 5 years. And then West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, over a year, coming up on 2 years. Doing great stuff up there where you've been working, AAA approved. Like I said, the team, Josh and Dalton and the techs, Dan and Tony and Bruno.
Bruno.
Yeah.
Those guys do a good job.
They're amazing. So got some good teams going along with Escondido. I didn't name off all the Will and Dylan and Scott and all them in the front office in Escondido. You know, and multiple techs. I'm not going to go down that because it's too hard for me to remember everybody's name. I'm just kidding. Doing a great job, though. All five locations, all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy, and that is never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in, have your vehicle service repaired, find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. On approved credit, great way to go. Get a West Automotive Group card and you'll never never have to use your other cards. You can always put it on there and use 6 months to pay it off without interest. You also need to get your vehicle in. If you're having a drivability concern, a transmission concern, overheating concern, any of those diagnosis needs to be done properly by a qualified technician. Best money on any repair you'll ever spend is what you spend on a diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. We'll save you thousands of dollars in a lifetime. We see all too often cars come in with parts replaced and things done that didn't need to be done. You know what? It's a really sad day when you come in and you say, I just got a new transmission. I spent $7,000. I still have the same problem. We diagnosed it. It's a drivability concern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the confused person that we had, you had in Oceanside this week. They bring a vehicle in thinking that the transmission doesn't shift. Well, it doesn't shift because you keep your foot on the floor the whole time of this car, because this car had two dead cylinders. So the engine has no power. So the driver is, what happens then? So just so this makes sense to folks out there, as far as that goes, you know, this is where it becomes very important to know what you're doing. Truck comes in, they complain, oh, we think it needs a transmission. It's not shifting. Well, it's not the transmission's fault. It's fine. There's no engine power. So the driver, when they're driving, is keeping the accelerator mashed to the floor, which makes the transmission think it's in a passing mode. So it never upshifts. Yeah. It just stays there. So it's confused.
And I can't even test the transmission properly with the engine that's bad.
No, and you have to fix those things as far as that goes. So found out this motor had two dead holes. That explains the loss of power and why it's driving like that. You got to start there. And there's a 99% chance there's not even a problem with the transmission. Yeah. I mean, that fluid looked good on it.
The fluid looked good,
But, so just trying to explain this to folks is very interesting.
You're going
to
trigger me.
So, but no, all good. That is the thing that we do. And if you listen closely, then you'll understand what's broken on your car, which is very important. So
yeah, we had a new Nissan Juke too. That's there.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, he thought it was a transmission problem, and it feels like it as like a consumer, but it's the ABS is kicking into it.
Oh.
And it's cut the power.
Oh, gotcha.
And it's making the CVT transmission shift all weird.
Up and down, which will happen.
So, yeah.
Once
that was
again,
a tricky one too.
Best money ever spent is by a qualified technician, a quality facility like the West Automotive Group. Super important for sure. So get your vehicle in. We'll get you diagnosed properly. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Actually, I got to stop calling it Facebook, X, or Instagram. I need to change that, huh?
Why?
Because Twitter is not Twitter anymore. It's called X.
Oh, Twitter. I thought you were talking about Instagram. Like,
I said Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And then I said, let's change that to Facebook, X, or Instagram. It's time to change it to X. Am I right, Brendan?
Wait, correct, Amundo. Yeah,
nobody uses Twitter anymore. Yeah. So there.
We could put IG for Instagram. Start sounding hip.
No. Yeah, I'm not very hip. I'm going to stick to where I'm at. But go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. I like X better, and I like their logo better. The Twitter was that bird, and it looked like a little blue jay or something. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
So, not very masculine. The X is very masculine.
X's, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You can also get on West Automotive Group and check out the Auto Man segments. We're on the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5. Click on Auto Talk Radio, or you can also go to AM 1170. On Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, or tune in and grab us and take us with you. You can downloadable all of our podcasts after the show. So there you go. You got it. Right now, you can give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we're here to answer your automotive questions. Or you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So good stuff as far as that goes. So we're talking about a couple different things here. Tips to make your vehicle last longer. And I got to be honest with you. Really, the main thing about all this is just servicing your vehicle properly. Easy things such as getting your car from point A to point B, a certain amount of dough. And thanks to the U.S. economy, it takes more of your hard-earned money than ever before now. So what I'm basically talking about is maintaining your car is way cheaper than fixing your car when it breaks.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And if you maintain it, you can save a lot. So we want to keep the filters all, you know, your car needs to breathe, so the air filter is very important. That thing gets plugged up, it don't work very good. Yeah, you get bad gas mileage and everything else.
Takes out your mass airflow sensor.
Yeah, that does happen. That does happen. So we want to avoid that. Keep the vehicle cool, managing the cooling system, especially in hot days like we have coming right now, you know. And tires. I'll tell you what, tires will cost you more gas money than anything if you let them run low. And then it destroys the tire too, yeah. Right? So you can overfill them. You'll get better gas mileage, but it's like riding on rocks.
Yeah. That's why you do the tire pressure in the door.
Yes.
And not what the tire says.
What the manufacturer for that model recommends, right? Yeah. And that tire size is good stuff. Yeah. Get the vehicle in for regular checkups. Make sure somebody qualified is looking at it properly and preventing, you know, major repairs. You know, fixing something minor or servicing a vehicle properly, like we talk about, is way cheaper than a major repair. So that's why we recommend at the West Automotive Group things like servicing the transmission at once a year, every 18 to 20,000 miles. It's the only thing you can do to keep that thing really clean inside. And that's what we want, clean inside, right? Yeah. Because if once it's dirty, then you get the chance of actually having a valve stick or wearing out, the contaminants wear out. The valve bodies now are very soft metal, kind of like what I'd call a pop metal or something like that. Well, they're aluminum, but not high density aluminum. So, you know, the valves going back and forth, you get contaminant, like becomes a grit in the fluid. It just wears those bores out in the valve body is what happens. And it can plug up solenoids and everything else. So keeping the fluid clean really, really, really helps keep the vehicle and the transmission in good working order. Drive smarter. Don't drive like a start out at every traffic light with your foot on the floor.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's not a keeping your vehicle clean reduces maybe you should read this. Keeping your vehicle clean reduces airflow over it, can save you gas mileage. Oh. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Did you also know that we talked about this once. You know, people are always like turn off the AC and roll down the windows, it saves gas.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. That Mythbusters did it with two expeditions. Yeah. One on a racetrack. Put the same exact amount of fuel in it. Same thing. So they followed each other racetrack.
Yeah.
One with the windows down, AC off. One with the windows up, AC on. And the one with the windows up, AC on, got better gas mileage.
Mm. Well, the windows up thing. But I wonder if both windows up, the AC on or off.
Well, I don't know. It'd be very hot inside the car. It'd
still be a test.
Are you going to survive that way?
I don't know.
Sweltering? With
Well, the driver passed out. We don't know.
Veered off to the right and hit the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, gas mileage is not so good anymore. Yeah.
Well, he's better gas mileage. He's not moving.
But what I'm saying is the wind going into the car reduces the gas mileage on the car because there's friction. There's
there's
resistance. Yeah.
But the load on the motor, the compressor, which is not
minimal now.
Yeah, now with modern vehicles. But I think back in the day, it seemed like an older car. You could feel
it
turn it on.
You don't drive a back in the day car every day.
No, I don't.
No. You drive a newer style.
I have a sweet Buick right now.
You do? Oh, you do. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Paul got wackadoodled in the company car.
Yeah.
Some kid at full speed ran into the back of it on the freeway.
Yeah.
Well, not to you. Ran into the back of a lady that got shoved
Lexus
into you.
Yeah, RX, and then
luckily, because her car was wasted.
Wasn't
it? He smashed it.
Yeah, shot the spare tire out at the bottom of it.
It did?
And, yeah.
What year was that Lexus that he hit? It was an SUV, right?
It was an SUV. It was an older one, but
she's lucky that it was a Prius that hit her.
Yeah. That thing was gone.
The Prius was destroyed.
Didn't I send you a picture of the Prius?
I don't remember. Maybe.
Yeah, gone.
The kid that said the brakes failed and you shook your head no to the police officer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your eyesight failed and you missed the brake pedal is what happened.
Very quiet. I'm just like,
Yeah. Well, just so you know, his insurance company took full fault for everything. So, which is good. So, but we're not sure. You know what we've been running into a lot lately? The minimum insurance requirements. You get hit by somebody with minimum insurance requirements and they hit two or three cars. That's what happened to the Kearney Mesa shuttle. Got wackadoodled by that kid that shot across the freeway and hit three cars. Remember? Yeah. They ran out of money shortly, the insurance company, because it was one incident. They consider that he hit three cars. He had a brand new Lincoln. He hit our new Kia and it damaged both of them. The Kia was totaled. So was the Lincoln, I think.
Yeah.
They all they had was $10,000, the minimum.
So what is that?
They split it up between the three people you hit.
And that's it?
That's all you get. Oh, well, wow. You could sue him.
Yeah.
But if he's only got minimal liability insurance, he probably doesn't have anything to sue for.
Yeah.
So that's why your insurance, at least they don't hold it against you though. Our insurance doesn't hold it against us because it's not our fault.
Yeah, yeah.
So no fault. Mm. But anyway.
So our insurance has to kick in the rest?
They did.
Oh.
Yeah. Bought us a new Kia.
Yeah.
Well, gave us the money all for the Kia that was, it didn't buy us a new one because one cost more than that. That was 2017.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, we're not going to, it was totaled.
Yeah.
So it got wackadoodled.
Yeah, it did pretty good.
Yours is not totaled. You just need a new bumper.
Yeah, bumper and a hatch.
Yeah. Yep. Is the hatch bent?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Try not to get hit in the rental car, all right?
I was just minding my own business,
sitting in traffic. Yeah, folks, it's good to be vigilant if you're driving on the road, obviously. Pay attention and try not to run into each other. But by servicing your vehicle and maintaining it, you will definitely get it to last longer. There's no question about that. Do want to remind folks also that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group because it's the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, we'll get an Interstate installed for you. If you need a battery for any other reason, and let me tell you, they have batteries for everything, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or at La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Okay, we were talking about this brakes on fakes. So the rise in counterfeit automotive parts and equipment continue to be an alarming upward trend as far as that goes. The campaign, which is not just an initiative or routine consumer safety, is a movement to save lives, prevent the use of counterfeit parts, and ensure consumers and auto repair professionals are informed about critical risk associated with counterfeit substandard auto parts, which is a thing we talk about all the time. We do get clients sometimes that Google stuff. They're like, well, I found the part for this. And I'm like, that's not the same part.
Yeah.
Not the same quality. Not what we use. Why? Because we stand behind all your repairs, 2 years, 24,000 miles. So OEM, OES, original equipment manufacturer, original equipment suppliers, the standards that the parts are made to the manufacturer standards that originally came on the car, very important, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, we see a lot of aftermarket stuff. Today's cars are very electronically aware. So we've seen this before with like things like you put certain oxygen sensors manufactured in a car that's not the type of sensor it came with, even though they have a part number for that. The monitors may not run. Yeah. There's so many things that can happen.
Oh, yeah. Chryslers do not like aftermarket.
No.
O2s. You'll never run the O2 monitor.
No. Yeah, no. It's very, and it's voltage critical.
Yeah.
The computer's looking at the thing going, well, it's not broken, but it's not exactly in the parameters.
Yeah.
It wants to see it. So it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we don't want that. So CPB, Custom Border Patrol, has seized more than 211,000 counterfeit automotive parts in the fiscal year of 2024 so far.
So is it actually like a name brand and then it's...
I don't... I was gonna
or
see
is
here.
It
I
just a random...
490 counterfeit airbags. more than 10 times the number of counterfeit airbags seized in 2023. So a lot of counterfeit airbags. They're just coming in from overseas. 40 open investigations. Also international problem combat and report.
Airbags too. That's terrifying.
That's very dangerous. Yeah, very terrifying.
Like one thing is like a fan belt, but geez. I mean, even well, that I wouldn't or, want.
Or sawdust brake pads.
Yeah.
Excuse me, your wheel's on fire.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe that's what happened with the Prius kid that...
Maybe.
Reminded me. He had sawdust brake pads.
Yeah, he didn't come to a quality place to have his brakes repaired like West Automotive Group, and that's why his brakes failed then.
Yeah.
$2.75 billion in seized parts.
Jeez.
100,000 items were counterfeit automotive goods. Dangerous substandard aftermarket airbags can and have injured and killed people in otherwise survivable crashes. Well, there's the big problem right there for sure. All right. Well, we've run this down. We got a minute left.
Yeah.
And any wisdom you'd like to partake on everybody?
No, not really.
Dispel, put out there, just you know.
Out. No, I don't know.
No, yeah, I don't know. Just have a wonderful safe. Yeah, just have make a sure good, you turn on your fog good, lamps because it's foggy outside.
Yeah, it might. I don't know if it's still foggy, but it was.
Oh, I can see out the window. It's extremely foggy.
Oh, it is?
We can't see anything. I can't see the buildings across the road there, so yeah, it's going to stay that way. San Diego and everybody else out there, have an amazing weekend. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We'll be live next Saturday. Make sure you tune in. Until then, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.